save to assemble it, take it apart, be the mach of mochek. And we pointed out yesterday that the yisur, the Gemara said very clearly that the yisur of kosev mochek is creating the letters, not when you go ahead and are makar the letters to each other. You take existing letters, bring them close to each other. That's not the yisur when it comes to whole letters. We point out machlokas taz and levush when it comes to partial letters and bringing partial letters together to create a full letter. That is a major machlokas. And the case that they discuss is when you have a book and you have a writing on the side, opening and closing the book, is that permissible or is it not permissible? We generally assume that's permissible. And therefore, based on that, you would come to the conclusion that taking the partial pictures and putting them together in a jigsaw puzzle would be okay. That would be the conclusion of the Taz. However, as I said yesterday, there is another piece of the puzzle. The Magen Avraham and Siman Shin Mem does tell us that they used to go ahead and have these dangling letters that they would somehow affix to a paroches. And he says that when you go ahead and take an existing letter and attach it to a background, to a paroches, that would be, he says, could be an Isser Doraisa, certainly an Isser Drabanan of Meleches Kosev. Taking an existing letter and attaching to a background is an Isser of Kosev. That's what the Magen Avraham writes, quoted the halacha by the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, based on this, says anytime you go ahead and take existing letters or certainly partial letters and affix them either to a background or in place, that would be kosher. And according to that, therefore, jigsaw puzzles would be prohibited, because even though you're not going ahead and affix them to a background, but they're resting in the background, they're affixed to each other, and that would be part of this Magen Avraham, that would be prohibited. Similarly, Rav Moshe writes in the shul, they used to have, you might recall this, maybe you're too young, but 30, 40 years ago, the shuls would go ahead and tell people what page they were on in the sitter. And they'd have these boards that they'd go ahead and take these, some of them have like just flipping over pages, and some would have these boards that they'd go ahead and attach to a hook. And Rav Moshe writes, taking those letters or numbers, attaching them to the hook on the background, that would be part of the Malach of Kosek. Based on this, for example, taking, if you have a magnet board with letters, and you go ahead and take the letters and attach them to the magnet board, that would be the Malach of Kosev, and that's the position of Moshe. Jigsaw puzzles would be usher. What about the little children's jigsaw puzzles where they don't attach to each other? They just sit in a frame, but they're not attached to anything. So that would be okay, but not if they become either attached to each other or attached to a background. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa saying, wait a second, not so fair. There is a difference between the case of the Magen Avraham attaching the letter to the background and jigsaw puzzles. What's the difference? Is when it comes to the Magen Avraham's case, you have a dangling letter. The letter is not on a background. It's not on a surface. It's a dangling letter. Taking a dangling letter and putting it on a background, that's awesome. But when it comes to your puzzle, so the picture, the image, is already resting on a background, is already sitting on a surface, and therefore, that's already, what is done is done. That's the prohibition. Taking the dangling letter, putting it on the background, that's the isser. Not so when it comes to when it's already on the background. So if Shlomo Zalman Orbach was making, what does that mean for us? Good question. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, making a post-a-post-skim. So when it comes to small children, the post-skim say, if they want to make jigsaw puzzles, well, on Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that's okay. You don't have to stop them. When it comes to adults, so then again, it depends on the level of need. One can be a somek on Rav Shlomo Zalman's kula if a person is important for them, if they're only child. Certainly, if they're going to just disassemble it right away so it has no kiyum, that would be another reason for leniency. Rav Moshe Feinstein does say it's us. Rav Moshe Feinstein, just as an aside related, was presented, what about the game of Scrabble? Are you allowed to play Scrabble on Shabbos? After all, you're forming words, you're taking letters and forming words. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, no issue whatsoever, because when it comes to the letters on a Scrabble board, it's already on a background, so there's no problem whatsoever. Rav Shlomo, when they presented the question to Rav Moshe Feinstein, he said, what's Scrabble? He never knew what Scrabble was. So they had to bring him the games. And they showed him the game Scrabble. They showed him the Scrabble. Oh, that's Scrabble. And he said, that board, that game, that's okay. Because all you're doing in Scrabble is you're taking the letters and you're being makarev them or being merachek them. That's not the yisur of kosev. But then they showed him the deluxe Scrabble. And in deluxe Scrabble, if you've ever played deluxe Scrabble, so there the letters are not just sitting on a flat board, but they fit into these grooves. And they become a little bit, based on the grooves and gravity, a little bit more fixed in place. And that, Rav Moshe felt, was usher. He says, deluxe Scrabble, that's no good, because they're fixed in place, they're in the grooves. When it comes to regular Scrabble, that, he said, was okay. So my two cents, I don't fully understand Rav Moshe Feinstein's position, because there's a little bit of a difference in the case of the Magen Avraham, where you're taking the letter and you're attaching it. when it comes to deluxe Scrabble, after I read the tshuva, I never saw deluxe Scrabble either, but after I read the tshuva, I assumed that they become like snapped into place. That's not true. They're just like in a group, but they're not snapped into place. One could argue there's a difference in the Mogen Avraham's case where they're attached to a background and merely sitting in a groove, but that is that was Moshe Feinstein's split when it comes to deluxe and regular Scrabble.